censorship through history. Let me start today's lecture by quoting Alfred Whitney Griswold. Books won't stay banned. They won't burn. Ideas won't go to jail. In the long run of history, the censor and the inquisitor have always lost. The only weapon against bad ideas is better ideas. As you can imagine, today's talk is going to be about censorship through history. And censorship goes pretty far back. Let's start with ancient Greece. In Greek communities, citizens had to follow the rules that were put in place by the office of the censor. The office of the censor was sort of supposed to be like the community's moral compass. But of course, like in all stages of history, there were those who conformed to the rules and those who didn't. Unsurprisingly, the non-conformists, who questioned any type of censorship, were part of literary circles. One Greek playwright called Socrates, who I'm sure you'll all have heard of, was at the centre of a censorship controversy. As a result of his modern and cutting-edge ideas, Socrates was convicted and executed for heresy. He was sentenced to drink poison in 399 BC for corrupting the minds of the Greek youth. This ancient view of censorship can still be found in many countries today. Let's move ahead to the 14th century. In 1384, John Wycliffe translated the Bible into English. This caused a lot of controversy because it allowed anyone to read the Bible. Catholics and priests were outraged, and the Pope was so infuriated that after Wycliffe's death, he ordered Wycliffe's bone to be dug up, crushed, and scattered in the river. The Bible was banned, but later reinstated in the 16th century in England under Henry VIII's rule when England converted to Protestantism. In this new religious setting, Henry was free to marry as many times as he wanted. This example reflects the injustices of censorship, how one man's opinion controls a whole nation. This brings me to a key point about censorship. Censorship isn't so much about taking books away from people, but rather it is about taking away their freedom of thought and their freedom of speech. Fortunately, we have seen men and women stand up for the right to their freedom of expression throughout history. So, of course, the 14th century was a long time ago, but do you realise that censorship is still alive and well today? For instance, you've heard of the Harry Potter series. You know, the books about the young wizard who finds himself among a magical world of sorcery and spells. Well, there are some fundamentalist Christian groups who claim that the Harry Potter books encourage witchcraft. As a result, they're trying to ban the books. No one has been successful in banning the Potter books yet, but the fact that people are trying to ban them proves that censorship is still very much relevant in today's modern world. Now, is there anything anyone would like to add?